Hey, I'm Tim McCoy, and this is The Zone. I'm with my wife, Joan. Say hi, Joan.
Hi, Joan.
And let's say hi to another very good friend of ours who's in the very last season of Chuck, and he's got movies coming out, and I'm wasting too much time. Of course, Mr. Mocha, Fix-A-High.
Yay!
Hi, you two crazy people. How are you?
We are great. How are you? Are you in the middle of shooting something right now?
I am in the middle of shooting pretty much over halfway now, the last season of Chuck, and then I'm about to start flying to Winnipeg to shoot another film simultaneously, which is going to be exhausting, but rewarding, I hope.
You know, a lot of your work, I've been, just keeping tabs on you on the Facebook and the Twitter there, and I must say, out of the entire Chuck cast, I admire you for reaching out in so many different directions. You do really good work, man.
Oh, Tim, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that. I mean, I've been very lucky. You know, that's kind of the bottom line. I feel very fortunate that I'm able to do work that I love doing and that is diverse. In different kind of mediums and genres and whatnot. So I just feel very lucky, and I really appreciate you saying that.
Thank you. You're welcome. This is the last season of Chuck. How are you emotionally handling this right now?
I feel sad, man. I feel sad that it's ending, you know. I feel also, I guess, excited and scared, I guess, to see what else is out there. I do think, you know, in thinking about it, maybe we've gone as far as we can go with the material. Anything else might get stale. So I don't think that anyone feels that it's overly premature. We've had a great run. And, you know, it's emotional because it's given me family for my first years living full-time in L.A. as the base. And I'm sure that I'll appreciate how crucial that has been for me even, you know, more and more as time goes on. And you know, I love Lester, and I feel sad that my journey with him is ending in particular. I don't know if I'll ever feel the same singing.
You know, I think
give her again.
I think the fans feel the same way you do. I mean, in the past 5 years, you know, speaking for myself, you have become so much a part of my life. I run the Jeffster special that, you know, we did once before, and I got a big response on it. And now on Facebook, someone's starting a We Want a Jeffster album thing.
I mean, it's so flattering. The fans are as much a part of the lifeblood of my experience on the show as has been the writing and the cast and all that stuff. They're integral, and It's really been, you know, I've said this before, I've never been a part of anything like this in terms of the interaction and the support and the encouragement. It's just been, unbelievably beautiful, really.
Well, that's why they call them fans, because they're fanatics, man.
Yes.
And they make you kind of fanatic. Okay, since we're coming up on the end here, and I know this, like you, when we're recording this, you are 6 days away from the debut of the beginning of the season 5 there.
Right.
Can you throw us a bone and give us something you haven't said to anyone else yet about this season?
I don't know if I can, and I don't know if I want to. I mean, I've said what I feel like I can reveal, and I feel like I should reveal. I think, you know, using the same thing I've said before, all I can say is that I feel like this is the most riveting season that's coming up. I think it's pretty stunning the way they've gone about it, and there's some great stuff for Jeff and Lester throughout the season. So I'm excited, and I think you know a little bit about how there is some stuff that goes on. I think I've said it to other people, so I'm breaking your rule already.
Okay.
That there is a tension, a fissure, a break in the system, and a tear in the fabric of the friendship between Jeff and Lester.
That's what's been going around. And we're all thinking, well, how far is this going to go? But, you know, even given that information, you never know what's going to be written down the line to maybe bring it back or maybe to make a point.
What all happens is absolutely surprising, different, unique, you know, basically how the show has always been.
Okay, well, let's move on here to something else now. You got your you got each foot, one in two different movies that are coming out here.
Yeah.
You have Afghan Luke. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, in Afghan Luke, I played an ambitious type A kind of journalist who is hustling for the story of the century, he believes, in Afghanistan. And it's a it's a very dark, gritty film. And really, you know, I really needed and wanted that job to come along because as much as Chuck has been incredibly good to me, I'm hankering and was hankering to go back to my roots in independent film and work from more of an immersion place. And, you know, you sort of add to that the extreme desert environment with British Columbia standing in for Afghanistan, which is just dusty and remote, and going head-to-head with Nick Stahl, who I'd long admired as a very truthful film artist. It was very renewing for me. So it was yeah, just a great experience to be able to do that between seasons.
Well, yeah, Chuck, there's one, you know, that character that you play, and then you play different characters, and everything that you've ever done, you've given to me a different character. And that's what I like about your acting, man.
Well,
I mean, you're so
you,
true to yourself. That is so cool. And we have a fan, Julie Riha in France. She's your biggest fan.
Do you know who that is?
Do you know who that is?
I do. I do actually know who she is. I've heard a little bit about her and read a little bit about things she's written. Yeah.
You know, so you know about the sleep sheep thing then, that connection.
The what?
The sleep sheep. Her picture is a picture of a little sleep sheep on her Facebook thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not officially on Facebook, so I can't even get on there.
Well,
that's
I'm just
so
kind of
funny and sweet.
Giving a plug out for her because, you know, I do this radio show, and we have like 11.5 million people that listen to this thing on a subscribed basis. And she came out, and she goes, well, I heard that thing you did about Vic. I'm his biggest fan in France. Let him know that I care.
Oh, well, let me say something back to her right now.
Go ahead.
Julie, merci, merci, merci beaucoup pour votre encouragement incroyable. Il est très, très spécial pour moi. Donc, si je suis en France, vous devez m'acheter au moins un verre de vin. Non, OK, je vais vous croire, peut-être quatre. Et si mon accent canadien vous dérange, tant pis, mademoiselle, tant pis. Ah, there you go.
My goodness, man.
I'm swooning.
Well, let's wait to hear what she says about how that sounded.
I will. Matter of fact, she sent me a recording of herself telling me how to pronounce her last name.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
So how do you pronounce it?
It's Rai-ya. Kind of like an R-I-J-A thing, you know.
Interesting. I wonder where that's from, if it's purely French or Rahia.
To get back to Jeffster real quick,
yes,
they were voted one of the greatest and nerdiest fictional bands of all time.
Right.
And with that...
What an unexpected but not unwelcome coup.
I mean,
you know?
you're up there...
A list you don't ever imagine being on.
Yeah,
but,
you're up there with you're up there with the Ruttles and Spinal Tap, you know?
Hey,
yeah,
that's
that's pretty that's pretty flattering. That's pretty overwhelming, you know. It's been great, man. I've loved singing those songs. I loved working with Tim and Gene and getting them down. It was like I had this gig within the gig every time we'd head back in. And I really got to thank Tim and Gene for getting me for being so there for me, man, because it was a real pleasure and it was scary and a lot of pressure, but they were guiding lights. So,
and you had a lot of support out
there,
man.
They're as responsible for us getting on that list as anything.
Yeah, you had a lot of support by your fans going, you know, we don't care if it's imperfect or not. We just love the dude.
That's so sweet.
Okay, American Pie Reunion. That's coming out, what, next year?
Yeah, that is coming up April 2012, I think.
Awesome. Around about my birthday, then.
Yeah.
Cool.
There you go.
So American Pie Reunion.
Yeah, that was a fantastic experience.
Yeah, give us a little bit of background on that, if you can.
Well, you know, it's written and directed by John Hurwitz and Hayden Schlossberg.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not going to tell you too much about the plot, but these are the guys who did all the Harold and Kumar films, and they really know what they're doing. It's clearly not their first time at the rodeo. They're just welcoming, generous to begin with, very invested into talking about the approach before I got on set, and they struck this great balance between – letting the madness and the freedom ensue, but starting from and respecting the script. And,
yeah,
and then,
that's cool.
You know, their confidence, their kind of solidity was very infectious. And I love that. And I appreciate it, especially getting on this, you know, American Pie bus that has had such a journey and
yeah.
made such an impact before my little stop. And then the cast, you know, Sean William Scott and et cetera, just match them with warmth and professionalism. You know, I can't speak highly enough about the experience.
Wow, yeah, that is so cool. What was I saying just the other day? I was just saying to my wife, I was going, yeah, Vic's all up in that house, yo.
That's right, yo.
Okay, one more thing before we leave. You are associated yeah. with Operation Smile Gala, and you and our friendly neighborhood character Chuck had a lot
yes.
to do with this. Tell us about that real quick.
Well, you know, I went to the gala, which was honoring Zach Levi, among other people, and
yeah.
it's a phenomenal organization. It does such tangible, immediate good. You know, these kids' lives get turned on like a light bulb as a result of these sort of facial surgeries. And then, of course, it was doubly great to be there to see Zach get honored. You know, he's a real leader, and it was very deserved. So Operation Smile, it's just a stunning organization.
Wow, and that is really good work that you're doing there, man.
Thank you, man.
I've noticed that you, a couple of the pictures that have been sent out by Zach and Yvonne,
yes.
you and her in a couple of pictures. Now, I know that she's got a boyfriend and stuff, but dude,
yes.
dude. So lucky,
well,
dude.
Well, I mean, no, she and I are very close friends. We're all very close friends, and that particular event, she and I, you know, traveled to together. You know, we were there for Zach, and hopefully we'll always be in. This is, you know, part of the sadness. You know, it is a nomadic life that you live as an actor, and you go kind of from family to family. But this one has been so special. I hope we stay very tightly in touch. You know, after December, you know, when we finish shooting.
Well, it's that physical and mental shared experience between
yeah.
you as well as us, the fans, man. And I appreciate...
Well, that's it.
I really personally want to thank you for 5 years of wonderful television, man. And if you are
thank
ever...
Thank you
and
so
you,
much for your support, Tim. It means the world, Tim. Joe, both of you guys, it really means the world. It really, really does.
Hey, and further down the line, man, if you're ever doing anything and I can get a few words out of you, you know, you're a friend on this, and I'm hoping it's the same way. And if you're ever in Minneapolis, Minnesota, look us up, man, because I'll treat you on the town.
Nah, I will absolutely do that. and absolutely we're going to stay in touch, man.
Awesome. Well, break a leg on the final season of the Chuck and all your ventures out there. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Vic Sahai.
Yay!
Squee! Yeah, squee. Before we leave, you want to do another little promo for us?
Sure. Sure.
Go ahead.
Anytime. I am Vic Sahai of the television program Chuck and the film American Reunion. And you are indeed in the zone with Tim McCoy.
Oh, yo. Thanks a lot, Vic. You have yourself a great day now, sir.
Yeah, you take it easy, both of you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.